Hi, everyone, and welcome to this morning's edition of the SoFi Daily Podcast. It's Monday, April 22nd. Here's what you need to know to start the day. Let's begin with a quick review. U.S. stocks were mixed on Friday as investors digested the latest developments in the Middle East, extending the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composites losing streak to 6 days, the longest since 2022. The S&P 500 fell 0.9%, while the NASDAQ Composite lost 2.1%, led by a 10% decline from NVIDIA. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6% or 211 points. For the week, the three indices were mostly lower. In company news, shares of Netflix fell 9.1% after saying it will no longer report quarterly subscriber numbers or average revenue per membership starting in the first quarter of 2025. Meta saw its stock slide 4.1%. after Apple pulled WhatsApp and Threads from China's App Store on orders from the Chinese government. Facebook and Instagram remain available in the country. Shares of semiconductor company Supermicro Computer tumbled 23.1% after electing to skip a pre-announcement of its March financial results. Elsewhere, shares of Paramount Global jumped 13.4% after Bloomberg and the New York Times reported that Sony Pictures Entertainment and Apollo Global Management are considering a joint bid to acquire the company. Consumer goods giant Procter & Gamble saw its stock inch 0.5% higher after beating earnings expectations and raising its fiscal 2024 forecast. Finally, American Express saw its stock jump 6.2% after beating earnings expectations and sharing plans to expand its reach among small businesses. Here are a few headlines that should be on your radar. Meta unveiled its latest AI chatbot, Llama 3, which it plans to integrate across its social media products. So far in 2024, Netflix added another 9.3 million subscribers, bringing its total to nearly 270 million worldwide. Finally, the White House plans to restrict new oil and gas leasing on 13 million acres of federal land in Alaska to protect wildlife. Here's what to be on the lookout for today. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index. In earnings, Albertsons, Ameriprise Financial, Cleveland Cliffs, Truist Financial, and Verizon will report. Last but not least, here is one non-finance-related thing we learned today. Africa is the only continent in all four hemispheres. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you back here Monday morning. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out the SoFi app. Before we go, this communication from SoFi Wealth and the Street Sheet is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. Information contained within should not be perceived as a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party views reflected herein do not reflect the opinion of SoFi Wealth or its affiliates or the Street Sheet. All investments involve risk, and the past performance of a security does not guarantee future results or returns. There is always the potential for financial loss when investing in securities or other financial products. Investors should consider their investment objectives and risks before investing.